The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
All or nothing at all. Half of love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all.
Francis Albert on his birthday.
I said all, nothing at all.
The epitome of cool right there, Frank Sinatra, baby.
If it's love, there ain't no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all.
8:06 with Joe Piscopo on the radio celebrating Frank Sinatra's birthday. Oh, man, it would have been 103, you know? He was the man, and forgive me for laying into that on this day. He was just such an influence, and it's all about my dad. I think if you're a boomer like I am, you know, a baby boomer like I am, you remember that generation, that greatest generation, and boy, oh boy, they were magnificent. And my pop always always was like such a big influence on me. He was my mentor. He was just, and believe me, if I did bad, he smacked me. Back in the day, boom, okay, Pop, got it, you know, right, straightened me out, because I probably needed it, but he was just like Frank Sinatra. They were just of the same character, the same texture, you know what I mean, as a person, you know, just like that. They took no guff from anybody, man, and they were so proud of this country, that generation, and Frank Sinatra, what a patriot he was, you know, a staunch supporter of Israel. Remember when he was on stage at Carnegie Hall? I saw him. I saw him. Actually, the first time I saw Frank Sinatra was at Carnegie Hall. And my wardrobe guy, Mark Klein, great guy, over at Saturday Night Live. And I was so scared on Saturday Night Live as a kid going out. And Mark was a veteran. Mark was the wardrobe guy for John Belushi, okay? So talk about jumping into the fire for Mr. Klein as a wardrobe guy. He goes in with the great, you know, John Belushi. And then he got assigned to me afterwards. And I was so nervous. And Mark would always say, look, 11:30 is going to come. 1 o'clock in the morning is going to come. You're going to get it. You're going to get this. It's going to be fine. And he was a great force. And he was a good, dear friend. And then he got me tickets. I'll never forget, for me and Joey's mom, when I was married to Nancy at the time. And we went to see Frank Sinatra at Carnegie Hall. And I'll never forget. That was the greatest gift that Mark gave me. And I saw the old man in concert. He was great. And he would get up and he would be political. He would go on stage and he talked about Yasser Arafat at the time. I swear to goodness, what I saw. He goes, hey, and forgive me, what I'm going to tell you is politically incorrect and it's racist, but this is exactly what the old man said from the stage. Forgive me. But he said, hey, why doesn't he take that tablecloth off his head? I swear to God, those words. In Carnegie Hall for Frank Sinatra about Arafat. And he goes, yeah, I'd fight him. I'd bite him. I remember distinctly the old man saying that. Now, this is not me saying it. This is Frank Sinatra from the stage at Carnegie Hall. And you would sit there and go, well, did he just say that? Oh, my gosh. But he did, because he was the biggest fundraiser for the state of Israel. Frank Sinatra was, by the way, back in his day. So happy birthday, Francis Albert. Speaking of Israel, so I'm walking down the street, Frank coming down off of Wall Street yesterday. and I have my hat on. You know the hat that I wear, that fedora hat?
Yeah, beautiful hat. Brown.
I had the brown hat on. And so I hear someone say to me, I'm walking and I'm just trying to get to church to say a couple prayers and then get to my parking lot and after lunch. So hungry as I had to go eat something because my lunch was kind of stolen yesterday. So I hear, are you Jewish? I hear that. And I look around, and there is an Orthodox Jewish guy, young guy, and he goes, you're Jewish. You're Jewish. I love your hat. You're Jewish. Like that, he says to me. I go, no. One day, I might convert and be a rabbi. I told him. He laughed, you know. He goes, you're not Jewish. I said, no. It's like a hat. Is that the funniest thing? I guess, does it look like a rabbi hat, the hat that I have?
Those folks
But I didn't tell. Well, I didn't want to tell. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I didn't want to tell him anyway. It was so cute. I said, no. As a matter of fact, I said, God bless you and nice to see you. And I went, where did I go? I walked right into the church to say a couple of prayers. But I thought that was so cute, you know. So maybe, but I guess it was same size as a rabbi hat. It wasn't, Frankie, pretty much?
Yeah, no. I mean, it looked like a pretty standard fedora. But those folks, I see them a lot. I get stopped pretty
you
often
do?
As well.
Do you?
Yeah. Those are the Chabad Lubavitch. Folks who
yes.
they approach other Jews and ask them if you're Jewish to expose. Their goal is to expose non-religious Jews to ritual practice and to advance the number of mitzvahs in the world in order to hasten the arrival of the Messiah. So as soon as you say you're a Gentile, they let you keep going right on your way.
We had a nice exchange. I work with Chabad, my Elie Kornfeld. We work
right.
with Chabad.
That's who
Chabad.
That is.
Yeah, I go out. We do some great events out in Hunterdon County for Chabad of Hunterdon County. Hey, it's Piscopo in the morning on the Frank Sinatra's birthday. So everybody's talking about what happened in the Oval Office yesterday, and we'll get to the politics of it all. We're very, very pleased to tell you and very privileged to have Peter Navarro on the show. He's the assistant to the President of the United States and Director of the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, doing a great job down there in Washington. Mr. Navarro is. He will join us momentarily. But I wanted to touch on this again, another Islamic fundamentalist terrorist attack in France. France's interior minister confirming 3 people are dead. And, Frankie, they haven't changed that. It's been 3 now. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
12 others hurt. And catastrophically hurt, by the way. Not just, they got a nick. These are folks that have been hurt. That's near a Christmas market in Strasbourg. That is in France on the border of Germany. Several of those people suffered serious injuries. You know, it's one of the most popular Christmas markets in Strasbourg in the country of France, with millions of people visiting every year. And here a guy yells Allah Akbar again. And you wonder why you may want to think about a wall. I'm just saying. And that takes us to the conversation in the Oval Office yesterday. I love it, and I have to be guilty as charged that I love the drama of it all, that President Trump says, and you know, he's meeting with Chuck Schumer, and he's with the speaker-to-be, Nancy Pelosi, and he's in the Oval Office, and you know the president goes, let's bring the cameras in. Yeah, we'll bring the cameras in. And he goes for it, brings it, and he knows exactly what he's doing. Exactly what he's doing. He knows what the reaction is going to be from Chuck Schumer. He knows what the reaction is going to be from Nancy Pelosi. And it's all about the wall. And so now everybody's playing to their base. And Chuck Schumer just looked. And forgive me for finding entertainment in this, but Chuck Schumer looks so uncomfortable sitting on that couch. He couldn't wait to get out of there. And I don't know that he got out of that fetal position that he was in after the cameras left. I think they probably carried out Chuck just in that fetal position. Frankie, was that one of the funniest things you ever saw? He looked so uncomfortable with the press all behind him like that. And the president played it and just, in my opinion, played it brilliantly. It was just, why, Frankie? It was fun to watch to me. It was fun to watch. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, great television, no question about it. I mean, Donald Trump, if there's one thing he understands, it's the medium of television and how to create compelling television. Now, there was no reason that this meeting had to take place in public before
right,
all these cameras.
Right, exactly.
It was the president's decision. Even both Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer at some point said, you know, why don't we just talk in private? And that's really where Chuck Schumer is most comfortable, is with Democrats and Republicans alike negotiating behind the scenes in private. But Trump knew this was going to be too good of a television opportunity
yes.
to pass up.
Yes, it was great. And also, when I watch it, and I tell you this, when you say, oh, Joe, you're too pro-Trump, you're too pro, just stop, just stop. It's just, I'm just being, I see Donald J. Trump and Chuck Schumer talking, they've known each other 40 years or so. Donald Trump gave so much money. Probably, I'm estimating here, tens of thousands of dollars at least to Schumer's campaign when he ran, you know, and it's all a New York thing. And I just saw a New York thing being played out there, and it was just fun to watch. So, but the fact of the matter is, when you see these things happening in France, and our hearts go out to those lives lost and those wounded like that, terribly wounded like that. There is a concerted effort. I keep telling you this, and it's so obvious. And if you're denying it, then you got a problem. Then you really do got a problem. They're trying to take over the country. And if it's not the religious extremists, it's the Chinese. And if it's not the Chinese, it's the Russians and the Iranians and the Saudis. Everybody wants America, man. And when you let people in and they don't have to learn the laws and the language the way our grandparents did, the way my grandparents did, when I was working at Liberty National over the weekend and I look across the Hudson and I see the Freedom Tower, you know, where the World Trade Center towers used to be. People that have the audacity to drive planes into those buildings. And then you sweep down, they build a Freedom Tower. And I remember that and never forget 9/11. Then I sweep the car. I did this and I did a video on the phone there, you know, just to make you never forget. There's the Statue of Liberty, the Statue of Liberty. And what it is, and how my grandparents, when they came here, they didn't throw rocks. They didn't assault the people at the authorities at Ellis Island. We've got to get in. I mean, can you imagine if they did? The Italians did that. If they did, or the Jewish, or the Polish, or all the folks that came over from Eastern Europe came over and they assaulted and they demanded to be in America. We demand to be in America, and we're gonna attack No, they would. Are you kidding me? My great grandmother got sent back to Italy because she had an eye infection. So you have to appreciate. If you make people appreciate to be here in the country, then I think that makes them greater Americans. Because the one thing my grandparents wanted to do when they came here was to be American. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Let me grab a couple calls real quick. Let me go to Joe and Hazlitt, our buddy Joe and Hazlitt. Joey, I haven't heard you in a while.
God.
How you doing, buddy?
God bless you guys. God bless this whole crew. Joey, it's good to talk to you every couple of months or so. First off, I got to call it Sinatra's birthday. You know, that means a lot to me, too. My dad, like yours, I grew up, he played the Bix Beiter, Bix Beiter Jones, Count Basie Sinatra. He's still around, Joey, at 95. World War II vet, greatest generation. Wow. Loves it all, Joe. Loves it all. And, Joe, I just want to say thanks again. All the time there, every morning, you guys put on a great show. It means a lot to me. You know what I've been through. I'm still out there, Joe. I'm still a trooper like you. We're still doobopping out there. Getting to the Trump at the White House yesterday, Joe. That's the first time Chuck Schumer saw the cameras and was really uncomfortable. It's usually the opposite. He sees the cameras.
Yeah. You're so true.
He was squirming. He was squirming like a rat caught in a corner.
I know.
You can smell it from here.
I know. Thank you. Thank you, Joey. Great to have you with us. God bless you and your dad, and thanks for listening to the show. Yeah, the joke was, what's the most dangerous place in America is between a television camera and Chuck Schumer. But he did cower down yesterday. Whoa, you guys. And only Donald Trump could put Chuck Schumer in that position. And don't forget, these two have been long, long, long time friends. So I think everything will be worked out. I always like to try to take the high road. Let me go to David in Jersey. Good morning, David. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning. Thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody. I appreciate what you've said in support for President Trump and what he did yesterday. And that is, I didn't know that he's friends with Chuck E. Cheese, but hopefully now no longer the deadliest place on the planet will be in between Chuck E. Cheese and a camera. But I support President Trump 100%, and I have to restate that I was a Ted Cruz guy, so... For everyone who despises Ted Cruz, I wanted you guys to know, I only smoke cigars and I don't put anything in them, but I don't know what was in them. Ted Cruz, if you were the nominee, he would have lost. So thank you very much, guys.
And now you come over to the Trump camp. Thanks, David. Appreciate that. So funny. Ted Cruz with that beard. What do you think, Frankie? I like the Ted Cruz beard. I like this. Have you seen that?
I saw it. You know, it's nice maybe for the winter. It's okay.
I thought it was all right.
It's okay.
818, Peter Navarro is going to join us, but I want to, we always appreciate, you know, you around this virtual kitchen table every morning, like I always said, just hashing fleshing out the issues of the day, translating the news, the narrative, you know, when they try to hijack the narrative of the news, you and I make sense. So I appreciate when you call, and I do my very best to get you on the air. Al, how you doing from Manhattan? Good morning. What's on your mind this morning, sir?
Joseph, Merry Christmas. Can you imagine if Frank Sinatra was at that Oval Office meeting yesterday?
He would have called Julie. Everybody out. Everybody out, baby. Julie, get them out of here, baby.
I just wanted to share with you, and I've mentioned this to you before, but it's worth mentioning again. I saw Frank Sinatra 24 years ago. It was 4 years before he passed at Radio City Music Hall. He had members of Count Basie Orchestra opening up, and then Don Rickles came out.
That's right.
He was hysterical. And I remember one thing about Frank, which was interesting, Joe, is that he would tell a story before each song. He mentioned Tommy Dorsey a lot and some other writers. I can't remember off the top of my head. But he would sit there, tell a story, and then just belt out his tunes. But he took command of the whole audience. You'd stare at him for the entire performance. There was just amazing.
So true. Al, thank you, man. Love you for listening, brother. And thank you so much. Yeah, the old man, nobody better on stage. The old man, command. And he always gave respect to the songwriters, no matter who it was. You know, Harold Arlen, Johnny Mercer, arranged by Nelson Riddle, right? Gordon Jenkins, he would mention them all. He was always so gracious in that regard on this December 12th, Frank Sinatra's birthday. Peter Navarro will join us live on the air coming up momentarily. Debbie Duhame is out there looking out for you traffic-wise on AM 970 The Answer. Debbie, how we doing this morning?
Well, good morning to you, Joe. Thanks a lot. It's a gridlock alert day. Allow extra travel time. Southern State eastbound at the Wantagh. It's a collision. We're still seeing delays this morning on the LIE West right into Vets Highway. Accident is on the shoulder, but it's kind of busy getting through that area. And we're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic here across Bronx East at the Deegan. It's an accident on the ramp. Deegan South in the 230 is a collision. And the Harlem River Drive south into the 120s. They just cleaned up a crash over there. Northbound Van Wyck into Linden Boulevard. That's an accident. Inbound GWB 40 minutes heading into town. Lincoln 25. Holland about 30 to 35. 78 eastbound slowing down by exit 24 with a crash still being cleared. And traffic slowing down 78 west exit 48. They just cleaned up an accident in Springfield. Palisades Parkway south exit 7. An accident there. Partly cloudy today. High of 42. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970. The Answer.
821 Jersey Joe on the radio telling you about Harry's Razors. I love Harry's Razors. Harry's.com is where you want to go. I'm going to tell you a special offer, but I use Harry's all the time. And I've given it as gifts to everybody. I ordered a couple for this Christmas. You're going to love Harry's. I am proud to tell you about Harry's.com. I'm proud that Harry's advertises on the Piscopo Show. They're a national sponsor. Jeff and Andy, who came up with this because they're sick and tired of you and I paying too much for razors. When we go into the supermarket, you go into the drugstore, and you got to call somebody to unlock the vault, and then you got to pay $40 for razors. Boom! Those days are over. Here is a special offer for you kind enough to listen to Piscopo in the morning. We have partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including our limited edition holiday sets, when you go to harrys.com and enter the code Piscopo at checkout. This offer is for new and returning customers and is only available for the holidays. Each Harry's shaving set comes with that ergonomic weighted handle I tell you about. Plus, you have an option to engrave that handle. German-engineered five-blade cartridges, foaming shave gel, travel cover, handsome holiday gift box. You don't have to wrap this gift. It is so beautiful. Or you just want something for yourself, huh? Redeem a Harry's trial offer to experience the quality of shave before committing. Shipping cutoffs end this week. Shipping cutoffs end this week. So please, act now. Go to harrys.com. Enter the code Piscopo right now. You get $5 off any shave set while supplies last. That's harrys.com. Code Piscopo.
Tune into Shark Street Radio, the future of real estate, every Sunday morning starting at 11 to hear former CEO of Property Shark, Bill Staniford, fill you in on the latest in real estate technology. Shark Street Radio focuses on the key challenges the real estate industry faces today and how advancements in technology can help. Listen as Bill interviews industry leaders challenging their perspective on the best and worst facets of New York's real estate industry. That's Shark Street Radio, Sunday mornings at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is the Red Storm Minute driven by Nissan. Five Johnnies finished in double figures to help the Red Storm pull away from Mount St. Mary's in an 85-71 win last Wednesday night at Carneseca Arena. The total team effort continued as St. John's made its first appearance of the season at the world's most famous arena last Sunday afternoon. The Johnnies remained unbeaten after a victory over Princeton in the Madison Square Garden Holiday Festival. Shamori Pons led the way for the Red Storm, scoring 26 of the team's season-high 89 points. The Red Storm returned to action Sunday, December 16th, looking to go 10-0 with a victory in their cross-borough contest against Wagner at Carneseca Arena. To purchase tickets to Sunday's game or a future St. John's home game, either at Carneseca Arena or Madison Square Garden, visit RedStormTix.com. I'm Mike Morabito, and that's the Red Storm Minute driven by Nissan. Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. Shop ChooseNissan.com. Take on today.
Finding the right holiday gift can be so stressful. Unless you're giving impressive, personalized, and unique gifts to your family, friends, and clients from Pompeii Gift Baskets, a family-owned business in New Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. Pompeii Gift Baskets specialize in providing a wide array of customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, tea, decadent snacks, chocolate truffles, cookies, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can even be engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. Basket themes are personalized and can range anywhere from elegant and chic to masculine or sports themed. Go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com to create your custom order or call Daniela. She'll work within any budget to get your gift just right, down to including kosher options if needed. Delivery is available throughout the U.S. from single baskets or bottles to large corporate orders. To create your custom gift, call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. That's 888-272-0220 or visit PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. That's Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I, Gift Baskets.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 826 on AM 970. The Answer. Proud to bring to the airwaves Peter Navarro, Assistant to the President of the United States and Director of the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy. Peter, welcome back to the show, man. Merry Christmas.
Joe, my buddy, Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to New York.
You know, it's
and
so great. Yeah, and thank you for saying that, Peter Navarro. Hey, Peter, first of all, thanks for calling, man. People go to Washington, they forget about us. You know, you're a loyal guy.
I never forget about you, Joe. You know that.
Listen, you are crushing it down there, Peter Navarro. We're so proud of you. We're so proud that you're on the show and you're down there. Dr. Navarro, as it stands now, what's the status of the tariffs on China's imports that were supposed to go into effect next month, Peter?
So we have tariffs of 25% on $50 billion of Chinese goods. Those are critical because that's the high technology stuff that China's trying to take from us and the American people and basically have technological dominance. So those are on. We have 10% tariffs on $200 billion additional dollars of Chinese exports. And that tariff is scheduled to rise to 25% on March 1st if the Chinese don't come forward with a verifiable deal that deals with all of these things they do, Joe. And let's run down the checklist, right? Forced technology transfer, the intellectual property theft, the cyber intrusions into our businesses and our government agencies, currency manipulation, state-owned enterprises running rampant around the world with these massive subsidies, and, of course, these high tariffs and non-tariff barriers. So there's a lot on the plate of Ambassador Robert Lighthizer to negotiate with the Chinese. March 1st is coming, and if we don't get a deal, we will see the tariffs rise from 10 to 25%.
It's amazing, and I love the way you and the president are dealing with China, and this is long overdue. And I have to remind you listening, Peter Navarro wrote the book Crouching Tiger that Frankie Five Burrows gave me early on, and you see the danger. And a lot of this, and I asked Gordon Chang this too, Peter, you're dealing with this the tariff situation, but I know in the back of your mind, and maybe not so much in the back of your mind when you talk to President Trump, it's the whole militarization of China, that is a major, major concern.
Joe, it's important that you say that because the American people need to know that this is not a negotiation about trade like it is with Mexico or Canada or Europe or Japan.
Exactly.
Or just about any other country. This is is a country, China, that President Donald J. Trump branded in his national security strategy 2017 a strategic competitor engaged in economic aggression against the United States. So we're not simply trying to get them to buy more of our stuff. It's a lot bigger than that, and there are national security implications for the American people. So I think, Joe, I think what's interesting about this, and let me know if you think you agree with me on this, it's like 3 years ago, before President Trump took office, you know, I had come on your show and we talked about China, and everybody would think we're exaggerating or whatever.
That's right.
It's like,
that's right.
Now, this is a mainstream view correctly. The only thing we disagree about is how to handle it. Am I right there?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Peter, too. And I have to tell you, and I want to give you kudos, man. And we know each other, I think, well enough to say there's a comfort for this citizen, for this American citizen on the radio right now, that Peter Navarro is in that administration, because there is a danger there. Let me tell you something. You are on top of it like nobody else, Peter, and we appreciate that. Now, of course, the stock market goes up and down, so everybody, when that happens, the pundits immediately pounce on trade tensions with China as the cause. How do you see it, Peter Navarro?
So, day after the election of Donald J. Trump, I predicted 25,000 on the Dow. And for the simple reason that this president is going to deregulate, he's going to fix the trade problem, unleash our energy sector, and cut corporate taxes in a way which would attract investment. That would hit on all four points of the compass, and we would have an economic boom. That's what we got. We got 25,000 on the Dow. We hit that mark. We're in, I don't call it a correction now, I call it an adjustment. The curveball that was thrown at this president, and it was unfair, Federal Reserve went too far too fast raising interest rates.
Yeah.
And, you know, Joe, I'm a financial market guy. That's what I did before I got in the White House, partly. When you have the interest rates going up, what you get is what's called asset reallocation, right? So people take a little bit of money out of their stock, put it into bonds to take care of the interest rates. You know, that has a slightly negative effect on the stock market. So you see that. It hurts the housing market. So your housing stocks and all the related supply chain there take a hit. So we're going through a bit of adjustment. The good news here is the Federal Reserve seems to have gotten the message. They announced just recently that instead of signaling they're going to raise interest rates like three times over the next year, which is not the strategy you want to adopt, they simply say, look, we're going to look at the data and let the data tell us what to do. And here's the punchline, Joe. The way the president has put in these structural changes, tax cuts, deregulation, all of that stuff, that allows us to grow without creating inflation, because it creates investment and productivity is the great inflation killer. So Fed doesn't need to be raising rates. So I think what we're going to see is the market will sort all this out. China trade, even though it's a big country, is a small part of our overall economy. So we'll work this thing out one way or the other. And we're going to have a great economy, because that's what we have right now, historic low unemployment. We've got wages going up. And you know what I love, Joe? The wages that are going up disproportionately help the lower ends of the income stream. Those are the working men and women of this country who work with their hands. My mission at the White House is to make sure they have jobs. And we love it when we see that they're benefiting disproportionately from the boom that's happening.
And God bless you for that, Peter. And also, I always want to offer my help. I mean, listen, I'm just a guy in Jersey, man. But if you ever need help, I always say, like the president's the first person to talk about inner cities out of the White House. No one else cares. The Democrats don't care, Peter Navarro. And the president mentions it. And if you bring manufacturing, Peter, if you bring manufacturing to the stressed areas of the United States, man, and you're doing it. My goodness gracious, the best is yet to come. Am I right?
Yes, you know, we just have this opportunity zone initiative that just came out. That's the heart and soul of that. And I think that if we can continue to rebuild this country, rebuild our manufacturing, do it a lot in our urban areas, it's going to be a great thing. And you do a great service, Joe, just getting the message out. Because there's a lot of haters out there on the president.
Yep. Yeah,
but you know, I mean, in my judgment, you strip away all the rhetoric, just look at performance. Who's the best president we've ever had in modern history on the economy and national security? Period.
Bingo. And before Peter, you're absolutely right on the money. Couldn't agree more. Tell us about, before we let you go, Peter Navarro with Piscopo in the morning. Very appreciative that Peter took the time out of his crazy busy schedule to join us. Tell us, Peter, if you would, about the CEO who was arrested in Canada. Who was she and why was that significant?
Huawei is a Chinese company that was founded by a member of the People's Liberation Army that basically got its start by stealing all the technology from other companies and put the biggest Canadian company out of business in order to get its technology. And it's risen to the point now where it's the second largest in terms of building handsets, the cell phones. And it's threatening to get dominance in what's called 5G, which is the latest iteration of cell phone technology. And there's a great concern that if Huawei phones are in the hands of Americans, if they get control of 5G, they will use that to spy. And so the American government won't buy Huawei phones. The Australian government, the New Zealand government, the UK. This incident, which happened on the same day as when I was down in Argentina with the president negotiating with the Chinese, it was a totally independent act by the Justice Department. And so my lane is to stay out of that and let the Justice Department do its thing. We'll see how that plays out. But Huawei, I mean, the problem we have with China is that just there's a lot of bad actors, state-owned enterprises out there. And we've got to be vigilant about that. But, yeah, it was an independent action by the Justice Department. It's a legal matter, and we want to leave it that way.
Yeah, but apparently China was responsible, Peter, for this massive data hack at Marriott now?
I can't confirm that, but a lot of evidence, if you just read the public reporting on that, points to what's called a persistent attack, which is the bread and butter of Chinese hackers. What they do, Joe, is they go in some kind of phishing attack to get into the server system, which is the heart and soul of communications in a company or in the government agencies, and they sit there. And there's evidence on this particular one that looks like sat there for years, which is not uncommon. It's a persistent attack. And so what they do is they watch the flow of communications and steadily extract trade secrets, personal data, things that can help their own companies gain an advantage over other companies in the world. And this is the problem we're having in the negotiations, Joe, ultimately, is that in 2015, in the Rose Garden, China promised Barack Obama it would stop the cyber intrusions into our businesses and it wouldn't militarize the South China Sea. And, of course, both of those promises have been shattered. And China really has not honored any major commitments it's ever made to us, including when it got into the World Trade Organization in 2001 and promised to play by the rules. So it's challenging, Joe, to negotiate with a country that doesn't have a track record of honoring its commitments. But these are kind of some of the struggles. So when the American people think about this issue, just remember, we're not negotiating with Mexico or Canada or Europe on a trade deal. This is much bigger than that. This is about structural changes that China has to make to its economic model. And the issue is whether it's willing to do that.
Dr. Navarro, you are so gracious with your time. You're going to be the next chief of staff, Peter? Come on. Rumors, man. What are you thinking, huh? Come on. Oh, I'm just saying. What do you think, no?
You should hear that laugh, Joe.
Yeah, I got it. Peter, you are an awesome...
You always come up with a good joke. That was a good one.
I couldn't resist. You are a great patriot. Peter Navarro, you are a great patriot. God bless you, man. Keep up the great work. Thanks for all you're doing down there. Okay, Peter.
Take care.
Bye-bye. You know what I love about Peter Navarro? He's so non-political. He's got our backs. He's got your back. He's got my back. Peter Navarro does. I'm telling you, from day one on the show, and I thank Frankie for getting me the book and making me hip to Peter Navarro. We are so lucky to have Dr. Navarro in the administration talking to the president, like dealing with China the way he's dealing. dealing with China and looking out for our jobs. But he's just not a political guy, so maybe not the chief of staff. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Big Al Gattulo is standing by on AM 970. The Answer with the headline news, alive and local, by the way, also on AM 970theanswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
35 degrees at 8:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The MTA board is meeting today to vote on a new budget. It's based on the assumption that the agency's proposed fare and toll hikes will be approved, but the board won't vote on that, until next month. One option would be to keep the $2.75 fare for subway and bus rides, but hike rates for weekly and monthly passes. The other option would be to boost the fare to $3, but add better bonuses for passes. Fares on Metro North and Long Island Railroad would go up by 4%, and there'll be one final public hearing on the MTA fare hike plan tomorrow night at Palisades Center in Rockland County. Governor Murphy is continuing to push for a $15 minimum wage after touring a Morris County cleaning supply manufacturer. Speaking yesterday at Earth Friendly Products in Parsippany, Murphy maintained his belief in the wage, calling it a way to ensure fairness and opportunity for future generations. He characterized those in opposition to the $15 minimum wage as misguided, saying it's wrong to call it a short-term cost, given the long-term benefits to the workforce. Murphy held up Earth Friendly Products as a model company since they pay workers a $17 an hour minimum wage. In sports, all the locals had the night off. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thank you. We're going to take a ride to the Palisades Parkway, southbound exit 7. Accident blocking one lane getting down through Rockland. Watch for delays on the Sprain North at 287. Accident heading up through Greenberg. Accident just being cleared at the Mid-Hudson Bridge. Watch for slowdowns inbound GWB of 40, Lincoln 30, Holland 30. It's still kind of busy this morning as you head over to 78 westbound getting out towards Springfield with an accident cleared. And traffic is moving slowly. Garden State Parkway North at 123. A collision there as well right before the Driscoll Bridge. Cross Bronx East at the Deegan accident on the ramp. Deegan South at the Cross Bronx, a stalled car. Traffic is moving slowly for you as you head over to the eastbound Gowanus getting up through the Prospect. And over on the northbound Van Wyck at Linden Boulevard, it's an accident in the process of being cleared. Still seeing some pockets of volume as you head over to the LIE westbound out through Vets Highway. A collision just cleared away. Partly cloudy today with a high of 42. It's a gridlock alert day. Allow extra travel time. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970. The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Make your Burlington store your one-stop holiday shop. Save on great gifts for everyone like watches, gift baskets, wireless audio, sweaters, drones, toys. The brands you love, up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, gifts for everyone.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us. It's 8:41 right now on AM 970, The Answer. Did you go to Parian & Sons yet? You got to check out Parian & Sons. You could check them out online if you're at work. You know, on your way to work, you remember ParianDiamonds.com, P-A-R-I-A-N. I like it because when I went out there, I did that because I always say thank you to the folks kind enough to advertise on the show. You know, so I went out to Franklin Lakes, the Franklin Avenue, right there. Boom, went out there, and there's Glenn Parian, suit and tie. The guy, you know, dressed nice, like you would want a jeweler to dress. You know what I'm saying? I go, Glenn, I got my watch. He fixed my watches. You know the story. And then I took a look at the stones and the jewelry and this beautiful jewelry and watches from top designers like Charles Kripel and Bellari. I was amazed. This is a great jewelry store. If you need something now for the holidays, boom, you got to get the Parian & Sons. They've been around for 97 years. That's longer than I've been around, for crying out loud. And if you want to get a diamond, you go to Glenn, go to Maria, Debbie, and you'll go to the beautiful Parian family, and you say, I need a diamond. They will walk you through the four C's when you buy a diamond like no other jeweler, and then you get this that you will get from no other jeweler, that famous diamond buyback guarantee. Parian & Sons, Franklin Avenue, Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, or again at ParianDiamonds.com.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
I can't believe it.
That we're playing 4-on-4 basketball with a barbershop quartet?
Bum, bum, bum.
Pass the ball, pass the rock. We're open, just pass the ball.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Believe it, Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
thank you, Albert. Oh, I love telling you about Perillo Tours. This is great. Now, why choose Perillo to plan that once-in-a-lifetime trip to Italy, right? I will tell you why. Perillo Tours have been operating for 74 continuous years. Perillo only contacts for first, they only contract first-class and deluxe hotels, which are centrally located for ease of travel. Each hotel is personally inspected by Steve Perillo himself for comfort and for convenience. Imagine walking out of your hotel and you're right on the Spanish Steps, right? Or a minute from Venice's iconic St. Mark's Square, or right in the center of the historic district of Florence. Ah, Firenze, beautiful. A Ponte Vecchio, right? Comfort and convenience, that's the hallmark of a Perillo tour, taking all the stress out of traveling with a never-lift-a-finger vacation. Now, be the first 10 people to request a brochure today. Receive a bottle of Botticelli, premium-quality Italian extra virgin olive oil. Botticelli Foods, the art of Italian flavor. Limit one per household, please. Go to BotticelliFoods.com to see their full line. Call for your 2019 Italy brochure at 888-PERILLO. You know you want to call. You know you want to go. So you can call today. 888-PERILLO. P-E-R-I-L-L-O. Or visit, please, PERILLOTOURS.com.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
All through the year we waited. Waited through spring and fall.
Sammy, great singer in his own right. Very close with the old man, right? On Frank Sinatra's birthday, Sammy Davis Jr. Don't forget. And forgive me if I tell you this. If I tell you once, I got to tell you 1,000 times. You forget, you know? Is when they went to Vegas. And they went to Vegas, and the old man would go with Count Basie or Sammy, and then the hotel said, well, they can't stay here. Imagine that. Listen to me. They would say about Sammy Davis, he can't stay here because he's black. Just like that. And then Count Basie as well. They got to stay on the other side of town. And the old man, Frank Sinatra, and I tell you this, on his birthday, 103rd birthday today, he said, if you don't let these gentlemen play with me and go on stage with me, then I ain't going on. And it was Frank Sinatra who turned the tide in Vegas against racism. I'm telling you, this was a magnificent man. Magnificent man. We like to celebrate it on this day. So we got to lean into that a little bit. So thanks for putting that on, Albert. Hey, you know, so I'm looking for stocking stuffers for guys. Christmas goes. I'm panicking a little bit here. I got to get stocking stuffers. And I'm big on, when the kids come down off the stairs, and I'm so dorky, and forgive me, but when they come down the stairs, I like to have the stockings right by the fireplace, and I stuff them with like candy and stuff. So I got a bunch of candy at CVS the other day. I am so pathetic. I really am. But you know what I found, Albert? An Oreo. Look at this Oreo chocolate candy bar.
Good. Talk to me about this as I'm going for my physical today and to see the oncologist. My sugar level is already up. They're probably going to put me on something because I might get the diabetes. You know, thing. Yeah, good. Yeah. Let's just shove that candy bar
Oreo
in your
mouth. I didn't even know they made an Oreo candy bar.
Yeah, I avoid them like the plague because, again.
Then I buy it for the kids, and then I wonder why I gain weight over the holidays.
Exactly. Yesterday, I went to go pick up my package, my gift box, whatever, from the radio station. Thank you, Jerry, and everyone for sending it to me. So I had to pick it up at a Rite Aid because there was booze in it, and you have to sign for it if they come to the house. So I knew I wasn't going to be home, so I sent it to the Rite Aid in town.
Wait. Now I'm totally confused.
FedEx has an option if they send you an alert, like this thing is coming, but you have
Is that your local drugstore?
No. What happens is if you don't do that, they'll try to redeliver it two more times, and then they send it back, or you have to go to like the FedEx center where they wherever the hub is or whatever.
There's one in the Rite Aid there?
There are options where you can pick it up. So my local Rite Aid has a FedEx drop-off option. So it's great. So I clicked on the thing. I said, send it there. They dropped it off at 11 yesterday morning. And after I picked up my son from school, boom, we went over to the Rite Aid and picked it up. It was great. It took 5 minutes. So, of course, we're in there. My son's like, Dad, they got candy on sale. All right. So, of course, he gets the deluxe Twix bar, which is like six of them, not two. And, buy two, get one free, whatever. So he's like, well, I'm going to eat them now. I said, no, you're going to have one now. You save the other two for later. Like, what's the matter with you?
Yeah.
You can't be shoving all that stuff.
So tell me about your test today, Albert. What do you got to go in for?
Well, I have a physical, the first time with my regular doctor in 3 years since I was diagnosed with cancer. And
Then
I have a follow-up
with
the oncologist about a half hour after that. So.
And it's at
my wife's place. So it's all one-stop shopping. Go one place, go to another.
We bust your chops and everything, but you've been a trooper through that,
appreciate
man. I'll tell you what.
Well, I'm going to be very upset because my blood sugar level is high, so I'm getting close to that level where they may have to put me on diabetes drugs. So, I don't want that. So the option is I have to lose weight because I'm sure the beer has something to do with it, but it's also the fact that my mouth is a human garbage compactor and I just shove anything in it. So that's the problem. When you make a box of pasta and it says serving for four and you eat all of it in one sitting... Yeah, that's not what they were talking about.
That's my Albert right there, man. We love it, Al. We wish you all the best, and you're going to be great. You know that. And
hi, Doc.
I got to tell what Mike Lindell said to me, Deb. He goes, do you know how many people prayed for Al when he had that cancer?
And Mike Lindell said, very much for it. It was great.
And I said, if Al only knew, if he only knew. That's right.
Wow.
And Mike was
thank
dead
you for your thoughts
was...
and prayers.
Also, Al speaks like that. Well, with the diabetes, Al, you could definitely beat it by losing weight.
Oh, no. I know that because I had it once before and I lost weight. And...
Yeah, that's all you have to do.
If you take the Balance of Nature fiber and spices twice a day, it will do wonders.
Right.
Wonders.
Maybe I'll try it out, Frank. Thanks.
Frank, if you went to management and you really sold the show Cancer Corner and if it made money, it would be on the air.
Hi, Al Gattulo here for
Cancer Corner.
Al Gattulo for steaks. Oh, that's right. That's some other guy.
Oh, Lord. 8:51. Now, Deb's on the roads. We are. Well, you're very humble, very grateful, dysfunctional family on the radio. Debbie, thanks for making sense of it all. Traffic-wise, AM 970. So how are we doing this morning, my dear?
So happy to be here with you three. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. We're going to take it out to the subways. On the one train, delays, and it's all due to police department activity. Also, delays on the downtown J train. Now, with New Jersey Transit, delays of 45 minutes on the Morris and Essex line. PATH trains delays as well, Hoboken to 33rd. That's all due to signal issues. And also getting reports of 20-minute delays on the Raritan Valley line of New Jersey Transit with some signal problems reported. Inbound side of the GWB 40, Lincoln 30, Holland about 30. Traffic is still moving slowly this morning as you head to Park Avenue over in Hoboken. Getting reports of a broken water main out by 14th Street. That's what's causing the delay there. And watch for delays on the Deegan south of the Cross Bronx. A disabled vehicle. It is a gridlock alert day. Allow that extra time today. Northbound FDR Drive in the 90s. It's a stalled car in the way. Southern State Parkway eastbound by the Wantagh. A collision there. And traffic still slowing down on the Spring North at 287 with a crash. I'm Debbie Duhaim, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. You know what I'm tweeting out right now? I am tweeting the interview that I did with Marilyn and Peter Pianelli. They are the founders of Headlight Harness. I'm going to tweet. Here we go. Tweeting now. Boom. Retweet. You got to see the interview because the product is great. And you know what I love about the product? It was invented by a couple who are happily married. I mean, it flips me out. Peter and Marilyn, nicest people, a Jersey couple, came up with a headlight harness where you have a harness for your pet, for your dog, right? And it has a bright LED light right into the chest of the harness, making your dog highly visible to vehicles, illuminating the path, so you do not need a flashlight, and it scares off wild animals if you live in the boondocks like I do. Approximately 1.2 million dogs are killed on the roads every year. I worry about my Otis. When I'm traveling around, oh man, I put the old man in the back of my truck, man. I put the harness on. I lock him in because it's the state law in New Jersey to secure your pet when you're traveling. But when I let him out to do his business, I put that harness, I light that thing up, man, no one comes around. And like Peter and Marilyn were saying in the interview that you will see on Twitter, if you go right to the podcast as well, when they were in the show, you know what? The cars slow down because they don't know what it is. They look, they see the light, they slow down. And then there's reflector tape on the leash, there's reflector tape on the harness. This is one of the best products ever invented. I love that it was invented by a New Jersey couple. And you know, you and I always go, hey, maybe we should come up with, you know, that an idea that you come up with, right? And here's a couple that actually did it, and they manufactured it. And now you can go to headlightharness.com, headlightharness.com, use the promo code AM970, like I did. You get 20% off of any product on the site. And thank you for going there, because after Peter and Marilyn were on the show yesterday, it just sales just went through the roof. So we appreciate it, because this is great, and it's a great couple, and they're from Jersey, man. They're a Jersey couple. I love it. A Jewish and Italian couple. This is, come on, does it get better than that? I'm just saying. Headlightharness.com. Use the promo code AM970 for 20% off any product on the site. Headlightharness.com. Promo code AM970. You can call 800-597-0181.
This is Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Remember, Obama lost more than 60 seats in the House when he was president. So relax. The next 2 years, they're going to show themselves for who they are. And then, biggest conclusion of all, 2020 is going to be a cakewalk.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Coming to this station January 1st. AM 970, The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
MVP Kids, which is a series of books and media for children aged 1 through 12. It entertains children like my granddaughter, Lily Denise, who loves following the lives of these youngsters from toddler to adolescence. The MVP Kids book series consists of 16 kids, along with their parents, their siblings, their family members, creating familiarity, friendship for readers. The books follow these kids from toddler to adolescence so that the reader grows up with the MVP Kids. Make your child a true life MVP Kid. This week, MVP Kids is having a big special on all Celebrate board books for toddlers. If you use the promo code Mike G or the promo code Celebrate, you'll save 50% off these books. It's a great gift idea for new parents, for children, for grandchildren. So go to MVPKids.com, promo code Mike G, MVPKids.com, promo code Mike G, and you'll get a big special price on all Celebrate board books, 50% off these books. You can also give them a call, 833-8-MVP-KIDS. That's 833-8-MVP-KIDS.
Thank you, Mike Gallagher. Mike's coming up at 10:05. It is that time of year again. Time to figure out what to send for Christmas at AM 970. The decision is easy. We always send Capalbo's gift baskets. They make awesome fruit, wine, champagne, and gourmet gift baskets. And towers, beautiful towers. You name it, they have it. Everything at Capalbo's looks good, tastes even better. There's a 100% satisfaction guarantee. I am so proud to tell you about Capalbo's, because that's where I was brought up, right on Bloomfield Avenue, the area, that whole area, the whole Essex County area. They're right in Allwood Road in Clifton, New Jersey. They've been around for 110 years. As I was a kid, I would hear about Capalbo's. Oh, you got a Capalbo's basket? Oh, my gosh. The family comes from Italy. So I found out when we had dinner with the Capalbo family. They came from Italy. They started making these baskets by hand. It's pretty much the same way to this day, made with such love and such care. you got to send a Capalbo's gift basket. Here's where you can go. And no matter where you're listening, by the way, online, you can get, if you're listening to AM970TheAnswer.com, go to, if you would, CapalbosOnline.com, C-A-P-A-L-B-O-S Online.com, CapalbosOnline.com. And you know what? You're going to get 10% off your order if you use the code Joe970. I did it. You could do it too. 800-252-6262. 800-252-6262. This Christmas, send the best. Send Capalbo's. Jersey Joe on the radio. 858 right now. Frankie's here. Albert's here. And Debbie's here. Joe, is Joe around?
Oh, he's not. We're almost out of time.
All right. That's all right. We'll get it back. We're going to give you Joe Lundberg when we come back. We're running late. We're going. It's a lot to talk about. Daniel Krauthammer will be on the show live. Dave Damiani as well. It's Radio Piscopo. Don't you dare go away because we're coming right back at you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.